Hi there. Thank you so much for listening to Wealthy Wellness Biz, the podcast. I'm Nicole Harlow. I'm your host. And if you are interested or you'd like to go deeper into any of the tactics or the strategies we talk about today, I'd love to invite you to join us in the Wealthy Wellness Biz coaching group. You'll find the link down below for how to join. So I feel like the holy grail of selling high ticket services, including things like health coaching and wellness packages, is when clients feel like you're expensive but worth it. So it totally reminds me of a time in my life where I got semi-obsessed with building the perfect wardrobe. It's like such a Turian thing to do. And I remember at the time that I was reading Nina Garcia's The 100, which is a book all about fashion pieces that every stylish woman must own. And there's 100 of them. So cue for me the hunt for perfect essentials for my closet. Like, what's the perfect white t-shirt? What's the perfect pair of leather pants? What's the perfect trench coat? Now, I'm somebody that you see every single day in yoga pants or yoga shorts and a tank top or a sweatshirt. Like, I am casual AF. So I'm definitely not somebody who's completely like obsessed with getting dressed up every day. But I really got, like, it kind of spiraled me into this like intense internal convo around price per wear and should I be investing in quality pieces that are going to last for a long time and what really is the perfect closet. And I think as high ticket service providers, as coaches, functional medicine practitioners, etc., it's our responsibility to be able to communicate the value and the transformation that comes from our prices. And it's just like the best luxury brands do. So these days, you're not going to necessarily find me draped a designer, but I do try to make sure that I'm making a wise investment in the things that I fill my closet with. So in this week's Wealthy Wellness Biz podcast, I'm going to be sharing my best branding tips to signal to potential clients that you're expensive but worth it, so that when you close those high ticket deals with your new clients, they feel like they've made a great choice and they feel like you are really worth the investment. I want to chat a little bit about the two-step branding process that sends the signal that you're expensive but worth it. This is part of the wellness expert brand too, is that people will pay more of a premium. This is not about price gouging or anything like that, but people will pay more of a premium to work with someone who they believe is an expert in their field. So the more that you, of course, you need to have like the realistic transformations to back that up, which you have. You need the clinical acumen. I trust that you have that too. So now it's about positioning yourself as a wellness expert. And there is a two-step branding process that sends that signal that you are expensive, but you're worth it. And it goes a little something like this. Number one is what we call brand cohesion. And for me, brand cohesion is about having symmetry, having cohesion, having a through line that's recognizable through all of your different brand pieces. So for example, if we can take a brand like Starbucks, for example. Now, this is a big corporate brand. Say whether you like them or not, doesn't really matter. They're one of the biggest, most recognizable brands in the world. If you grab one of their napkins, if you grab a cup, if you go to a Starbucks, if you download their app, you are going to see a consistency in the colors, the logos, the fonts, the positioning, the verbiage, the and even down to the tone of voice and the types of words that they say. Then if you go to a Starbucks, you're going to have consistency in the way their naming conventions of their drinks and how friendly the people are when they say hello to you, but I'm sure some outliers because it's humans. But that's just one example, you know. But when I think of brand cohesion, I think one of the ways to show that you're expensive but you're worth it is we are always subconsciously, when you engage with a business, with a brand, even if it's going from, if someone lands on your social media and they click into your link tree and they want to get to your website, there should be no doubt that it's the same brand when they get to your website. And again, no doubt when they fill out your work with me, book a call, book a discovery call form, and no doubt when they receive a three-part email sequence after they've booked a call with you.
your forms, the way your sales funnels look. You know, sometimes people will be on your website and they go to a sales funnel and suddenly you're using like completely different colors, completely different fonts. You don't have a logo. You don't have a brand consistency. You don't even have the same kind of copywriting. It doesn't even feel like it's for the same person. So those are all kind of signaling just little yellow, red flags in the background. Like maybe this brand isn't, maybe this business, maybe this person isn't as legit as I think that they are. It's not necessarily like a conscious thought. And I invite you as you go through and you travel the internet and you start to sign up for things like, what happens when you're on a Facebook ad and then you go to a website and it's suddenly like completely different, or even it's a little bit different, you know? And what's important here is just the idea of like everything being cohesive. So when I go to your website and I grab your lead magnet, it should look like your brand. I should have no doubt when I see your post on social media that that is coming from your brand because they're your colors. And I know, oh, this is Dr. Sarah. And every time I see something from Dr. Sarah, it uses a specific tone of voice. It's similar to her website. It's similar to her lead magnet. It's similar to her online program. And everything has this cohesiveness. So that's going to be one of the things that in this two-step process, it's step number one, that really helps people feel like you are expensive, but you're worth it because it feels like you're a proper brand. Like you've invested money into developing your business. You've invested money. We know that you've invested money into creating your clinical tool belt, but how do you show people that you've also invested money into creating your business tool belt, right? That you're not just like jerry-rigging things together and basically duct taping all of the systems in your business together or DIYing everything. You know, you invested the money to go and do all of your training. Well, in order to reach a higher caliber of clients, to do high ticket services, offer high ticket packages, you have to be able to call out a more sophisticated type of client. And they will be looking at these sort of things. You know, I'm looking, I consider myself a high ticket buyer. I consider myself somebody who invests in products and services for myself at a higher level. And, you know, I'm looking for, it's my birthday coming up and I want to get some kind of like facial treatment, like a microdermabrasion or something. And you best believe that I am looking for the brand. Like I will not pick the cheapest service. And I won't just go to the closest one. I will drive further afield to find the one that looks like more of like a cool med spa with like a brand that I feel like will be exciting for me to go to. Like what I'm looking and seeing, like which of these places feels the most like me? Which of these gyms feels the most like me? Which of these naturopathic doctors feels the most like me? So the more that you can dive into this brand cohesion, you can find buyers like myself, like those high ticket buyers that you're looking to attract, who want the things that we buy to also feel like it bolsters our sense of self, you know, that it aligns with our sense of number two here, a wealthy mindset and a wealthy message. Now, this doesn't have to be like we have such blockages around wealth and affluence and high ticket where it feels like, oh, it's got to be really snobbish or it's got to be really like sophisticated. And it doesn't. It can be definitely like down home. It could be comforting. It could be homey and all of those things and still have like a wealthy vibe to it. And what I mean here in number two is developing a wealthy mindset and messaging. So that's really having, in its essence, is having confidence and clarity in your offerings, confidence and clarity in your expertise and the transformation that you provide. So the more that you dial in the messaging, the more that you dial in the branding, the more you dial in your sense of your transformation that you offer, the more that you will vibe out, because we can get a little woo-woo, we can get a little energy here. The more that people will be attracted to your vibe, which is a high ticket feeling vibe, an expert vibe, and I'm expensive, but I'm worth it. The more that you can feel confident in your prices, the more that you can feel, which is really about confident in your transformation. The more confident you are in your transformation, the more that you look at those prices and say, yes, that is so in line with my level of expertise, with the type of care and service that people get from me, and with the transformation I'm able to provide for them. The more that you can just really feel that in your soul, in your bones, the more that you'll be able to project this feeling of, we're expensive, but damn, we are worth it. We are the best team for you to work with. We are so confident in the service that we offer. We are so confident in that you are going to love working with us and that you are going to love the transformation that you get at the end. And it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you have your unique transformation that you do for people. And so this principle exists no matter what you're trying to sell in that transformational world: health coaching, weight loss, infertility, helping clear up mystery illnesses, any of that stuff. Like, line up with the offering, line up with your expertise, and line up with your transformation. And you will see, when you combine that with a cohesive brand, you will see sales transformation like you didn't even know was possible. And things just become like so much more easy.
Yay. You've made it to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Wealthy Wellness Biz, the podcast. Now, here are a few cool things you can do to take the lessons you've learned today and apply them to your business. Number one, you can join our Wealthy Wellness Biz coaching community using the link below. Number two, you can apply to work with our team. And number three, you can follow along on social media and grab some awesome free resources at Brand Better Co. Once again, thank you for joining me, and I'll see you here on the next episode. Have a great day.